This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Yeah, I'll give you some more of this thing. That is Toots and the Maytals with our background music for the Afro-Caribbean show here on 105.4 FM, 1575 AM. That song is, of course, Country Roads, their rendition of it, which moves my heart. We also stream on the worldwide interweb nets at oar.org.nz, where you can stream this wonderful station or download podcasts of all your favorite shows. And there are many, aren't there? Surely. Now, what have we got coming on later tonight? You'll find that after my show, there is Rockin' with Eddie. And then that's at 2200 hours, as they say in the military, which I never served in. But at 2300 hours, or 11 o'clock for us regular people, BBC World News Service comes streaming in from the UK. And I don't want to alarm anyone, but I think you'll find that the Queen may have passed away. So probably they're going to be talking about that a little bit. If you've been tuned in for the last few hours, you would have been listening to Lupe Fetalei and the Samoan Music and Arts Program. Wonderful contribution to our station and our community. Thank you very much for that. And we want to recognize the fact that it is Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori. So, Te Nākwe, Te Nākoroa, Te Nākoto Katoa, Ke Te Pehea Tēnei Pō, No O Te Pōti Aho, Ko Te Miti Timothy Taku Ingwa, and kia ora koto for tuning in tonight. Very glad to hear you, and very glad to, well, for you to hear us, and for us to be present with you, right? Something like that. We're going to play some songs in Te Reo Māori. We often do anyway, but it seems like an especially appropriate time to be doing that. When it is a week celebrating the language. It used to be a day. Hopefully it'll become a year-round thing soon enough. And I can't encourage you enough. I took a course in it quite a few years ago now. I really need to carry on with that so I can get better. The more speakers we have, the more speakers of it we have, as it turns out. I know that seems obvious, but the problem I had is that at the time it was very hard to find people with whom to speak the language, and if you can't have that reinforcement of it, then it makes it difficult to really get it under your belt. But there are many more people around speaking it, and hopefully we can make it easier for everyone. And of course, broadcasters are speaking in Te Reo now, and that didn't used to happen on TV and on the radio, and And God's help us all, the mouth of the south, the Otago Daily Times, has put its masthead in Te Reo Māori. Who would have thought it? My gods. All right. Now, also bear in mind that voting papers for local body elections are being mailed out. So we're going to talk about that a little bit tonight. Don't groan. I hear you out there. Just calm down. I can't actually say who you should vote for. I mean, I could if we were talking in person, but on the air, I can only tell you that you should vote because it's really important because you don't want to let the... So I have to be careful with my language. You know, we live in a more gentle time, if I'm honest. I know it feels crazier, but the truth of the matter is we restrain ourselves better than we ever used to. And I know it doesn't seem like it, and it doesn't happen online, but I'm saying in professional circumstances and even amateur radio circumstances, there are stricter rules about how we comport ourselves and what we say and what we don't say, and not just regarding elections, but in talking about people. Things like fat shaming are no longer acceptable, and things like crazy shaming are no longer acceptable, and that's all I'll say about that. But hello, Cass, Gemma, Jason, and we, Ewan, and Connie, if you guys are actually listening. We'll see how we go. Maybe you'll listen to the podcast later. But, yeah, it's always weird when you know people are actually listening. I'm telling you, it's just crazy. Now, let's see. We've got 6 minutes past nine here on OAR, and that's Otago Access Radio, in case you're keeping track. And yeah, we appreciate you tuning in. We're going to get into the music. As I said, we were listening to Orlando Lopez with Oración Lucumibi at the top of the hour. And of course, we had that little interlude from Toots and the Maytals. Now we're going to hear from One Waka with Te Topai Wenuku. I think I said that right. We'll see. Come on, music. There we go.
Journey's long as the river flows. We stay when love our body grows older. With each step our skin begins to fold. The memories come and then they go. Whoa, whoa. It's cold. We travel through the ice and snow. Oh, oh. But just as long as the sun still glows, we wait until the day it shows. Oh. Our skin begins to fold. The memories come and then they go. Sad face. Said, oh, what a journey. mouth does flow. The lamb will never skin that bow. The dazzling fades and the darkness shows. We test the strength that's in our soul. Just as long as the sun still glows, we wait until the day it shows. So raise it up, yeah. To top of you and look who's standing so high. Some things just take me right back. Said, oh, what a journey, yeah. Oh, what a journey, yeah. So raise it up, yeah, yeah. To top of what you are, look who's standing so high. So raise it up.
oar.org.nz.
Mate, mate. Music is music. If you want to play music, then you can play music. If you have a people who you want to play music with, then you can play music. You know what I mean?
The Af Caribbean Show, 105.4 FM. One Waka there with Te Ika Afiro. I'm hoping we've triggered a few people by playing a bunch of songs in Te Reo Māori. All right, before that we heard from Aruia and Aranea with Erahana Rakwe. One Waka with Te Topuai Uenuku. All right, kia ora koutou. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. It is a lovely evening here in Otipoti. Another trigger word for some people, but we're going to carry on, right? Because it is Te Reo Māori Week, and we are doing our best to include at least a few words in our speech, aren't we? Hopefully every week. It's just hard. It's getting that habit of mind, really, to say, right, I'm going to use this word for this day or that word for that day, and trying to pick up a new word here or there. And then finding other people that are familiar with at least the common words, and then hopefully it spreads out and we become a country of speakers of two languages. How cool would that be? Or even three or four, right? New Zealand Sign Language is another of our national languages worth learning, but it doesn't really work on the radio so well, so I'm going to mostly stick to Te Reo and English. But So we've got at least one more really good tune in Tereo for you, but I first have to tell you that it is 21 minutes past 9 here on 105.4 FM, 1575 AM. These are the perfunctory things we must say. You are also possibly listening on oar.org.nz. I don't know why we really include the www in things anymore. I don't, because, you know, who says that, right? Unless you want to say https://world. www. But, you know, that's a bit much for most people nowadays. That's very 90s of us. So I just abbreviate it, oar.org.nz. You can stream us there, which means if you don't know, you can listen to us on there as well as on the radio. You could put them in a room and let them battle it out. And also download podcasts, which are recordings you can take with you anywhere. How cool is that? It's like the age of modern technology, man. But I'm going to jump on a soapbox here because it's that time of year. It's that year of the year, that year of the decade, I guess, where we have local body elections coming on. And that means that the city council and the mayor's role are up for re-election, as are a number of like your local community boards. There's a lot of stuff that goes on at this time, but I'm not advocating for any one individual or any party. I'm telling you that the issues are really what matter, and that's what we should be focusing on. And I know one of the big issues is George Street. And I had the opportunity on Wednesday at the Merrill Candidates Forum to put a question to one of the Merrill candidates who favors turning George Street back to turning the part that's been converted now, because we've got a quarter of the work done, right? That's the pipe work as well as the surface work. The pipe work is the larger portion of the cost of the whole thing, but the surface work has got its expense as well. And to do what's now pretty much changing a project midstream has a cost. In any building trade, any work that you haven't done, it costs more money if you get partway through and go, you know what? Let's not do what a bunch of us agreed democratically that we would do. Let's change it back to what it was before. It costs money to do that. So I asked this candidate, I said, roughly, since you're in favor of undoing all this work that's been done on the surface stuff, how much would it cost to do that? And this candidate, who styles himself as a fiscal conservative, said it would cost $7 or $8 million to undo the work that's been done. And I thought that's really strange, because, you know, you say that you don't want to spend a lot of the ratepayers' money unnecessarily, and yet, now he did talk about putting it out for referendum, but one of the other problems that I have is that he and several others advocate what on the surface sounds like a good idea, which is sending out with a rates bill a list of issues that the council will be looking at in the coming year or years, and letting ratepayers, this is their idea of consultation. And on its face, it sounds really good. Let ratepayers rate those issues from top to bottom, most important to least important, and you go accordingly. The problem is, if they're only saying ratepayers, they're only saying people who own their houses or own multiple houses, who then get a disproportionate voice in the process, whereas people who rent get no voice. Now, if they mean householders, and that includes ratepayers, maybe it's not such a bad idea, or that includes renters, that may not be such a bad idea. But we have to make sure that renters are actually being heard as well, because they get to be heard because they're paying rates through their rent to their landlord. But if the landlords get all the say, then that's sort of not the kind of democracy that I favor. So, yeah, that's what I'm going to say about that. There are several candidates advocating that style of doing stuff. And again, superficially, it sounds kind of cool, and it has its merits if it's done where everybody gets access to it. But if you're going to exclude a bunch of people, that's not democracy. And there's been a consultation process that got us to where we are on George Street, and I participated in it, and that doesn't make it right or good or bad or anything. It just means there was a consultation process. So when people say there wasn't, they are incorrect. If they didn't participate in the consultation process, that's on them. It's announced on the websites for the DCC. It's announced in the newsletters they send out. There are meetings. But if you only wait until after the decisions have been made, then you're a bit late to the game. And I'll leave it at that. So anyway, we're going to get back to the music, because I don't want to soapbox all night. I've been to the Broadcast Standards Authority once, so I don't know. I don't care. I'll go again. The previous time I was found to have been correct, so yeah, we'll give it another crack. But I didn't intend it to, and I don't intend to now, but yeah, no, it's kind of a funny one. But all right, so we are the local body elections. The papers are coming out. Be sure and vote. Don't just look at the photos on the signs. I mean, it tells you something, but look up the issues. Better still, meet the candidates. I know at least a few of the city councilors personally, and a few of the people that are running personally. And you know, the reality is, a lot of them, personally, they're quite nice people, almost any one of them to a person. It's what they do when they get in a leadership role that really matters. And that can be hard to know until someone's there, to be honest. I mean, to be fair, it's kind of hard to rule someone in or out until they're actually doing it. And that's where I think experience counts quite a lot. But some people have demonstrated, even when they're leadership adjacent, that they're really not very good. And you can read their position papers, but the problem is, see, like Douglas Adams had a great bit about this, if you've ever read any of his work. I think it was mostly Harmless, where he talks about alien ship that comes to the Earth, and they're trying to work out why they've sent a robot out, and the robot comes out and says, "Take me to your lizard." And it turns out one of the characters explains that he comes from a planet where the people are people and the lizards are the rulers, and it's a democratic planet. Everyone just votes for the lizards every time because they're afraid that if they don't vote for the lizards, the wrong lizard might get in. So, but the reality is, at the end of the day, Douglas Adams had a somewhat cynical view of democracy, I think you'd say, but it's a bit like Winston Churchill always said, democracy is the worst form of government, except for all the others. And if you don't participate, it's not a democracy, whether it's because you're excluded or whether you don't turn up. It's not really a democratic process if people aren't involved. So when you get your voting papers, sit down, read people's profiles, read what they have to say, and then try and actually listen to them, look up their posts on Facebook and see what they're actually saying, and see if it jives with what they claim they're saying on their happy profiles and stuff. And rank people. And remember, single transferable vote. You don't have to vote for everybody. You can just pick one person, or you can pick five people, or you can pick eight people, or you can vote for all 11 if you want. And you rank them in the order that you like them the most to least, hopefully, if you understand the process. And that's for mayor. And then ranked choice voting is how you do the council. And that's where you pick your most to least favorite. And again, out of 39 candidates, you don't have to rate them all. You can rate 3, 10, 13, whatever, and leave the rest. That's how it works. Voting closes on October 8th. Please participate. Now it's time for more music. This is Ruia and Aranea with Kotahi Aroha.
Paka mau a kia tina haumi e hui e tai ki e Oha Tuku na na to karapiu Kupu to wai Te ra te patai e ka ahi e kia patai a Wahi ano o tate Hunga hana no ratau E tangata ingau kino ai Hei toko I tona paka pono O tai aroa Ngā kotahi e Paka moi miti ki te ariki Ka puta ko pera O tai aroa Ngā kotahi e Paka maua kia tina haumi e hui e tai ki e Paka moi miti ki te ariki ka puta ko tera Nei ano Uhui a tatau he papai ara makare no tapu Ka kore te uru patu kia tai mai an te tama Anu a ki I te hunga ko paiti ngai ngā angitu Kare kou e wohi una Te matua o te kapuatanga Iei Kotahi aroa Ngā kotahi e Paka maua kia tina hangye hui e tai ki e Kotahi aroa Ngā kotahi e Paka moi miti ki te ariki ka puta ko pera Paka maua kia tina hangye hui
we go back to Jamaica, I want to hear this.
You're listening to the Afro-Caribbean Show on oar.org.nz.
Now that I've lost everything to you, said you wanna start something new, and it's breaking my heart you're leaving. Baby, I'm grieving, but if you wanna leave, take good care. If you have a lot of nice things to wear, then a lot of nice things turn bad out there.
Yeah, now we were just listening to Jimmy Cliff with his rendition of, what was that? It was Wild World, originally by Cat Stevens, also known as Yusuf Islam, I think is his last name, who has just installed a train in a park in Christchurch, Peace Train, if you'd imagine. And lovely solo in there from Joe Higgs. I love that piece. It's quite I love his voice. He's a classic reggae artist and really beautiful harmonizer and so forth. But don't know if you heard that. But before that, we heard from Ruia and Aranea with Kotahi Aroha. With a little bit of a gap in there. Apologies. I was kind of doubly distracted because part of my intention tonight, because it's Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori, was to bring in a whole bunch of New Zealand reggae bands and play their Māori songs. But then I realized, you know, there aren't that many of them because 20 years ago, 10 years ago, when I bought most of the stuff that I have, people weren't singing that much in reggae, in Māori. And it's really quite sad because I found a song by, is it Shapeshifter, I think, and called Long White Cloud. It's from 2004. But they didn't have the confidence to say, let's call the song Aotearoa. Isn't that interesting? Then I realized that only 5 years earlier, there was a big controversy at a rugby game when someone dared to sing the national anthem in Te Reo Māori. And I thought, right, okay, hene wehi mohi. And really, apparently upset quite a few people. And to return to the topic of politics, I was talking about this earlier, if you can imagine me talking about politics, at the Mero Candidate Forum, one of the few questions that was asked from the audience was for the candidates to put up their hands if they supported the use of the term Otipoti for Dunedin. And you know, it was kind of one person was on the fence. It was about 50-50 for those who put their hands up and those who didn't. And it just took a few more people off my list of potential candidates. So thank you guys for making it easier to know who to vote for. But yeah, really quite sad that, you know, that's we've come so far and yet we haven't. And it hasn't been that long ago that we got, you know, from there to here. So good on us. Kapai, tino parawa, keep going. Yeah, but there's more to go. Now, let's see. There was another thing that distracted me, I should say. I got a message from a friend of mine who's been hacked on more than one occasion on Facebook. I got a message earlier today, one of those real generic sort of, hello, how are you doing? I said good, because I knew it was a hacker. I had a pretty good idea, because it's happened before. And then they proceeded to put this quite long post up, this in Messenger. Poor capitalization, poor punctuation. And I wouldn't normally pick on these things, but this friend whose account they've stolen was my 10th grade English teacher. So when I see that, I go, okay, all right, Kathy's been hacked again. Kathy, louder, if you're listening, you know, sort your account out, dear. So they did some whole thing in reference, I hope you praying you stay safe and positive in this during this time. And I said, thanks. And they said, that's just in the last few minutes. They said, that's great to hear. And what, thanks? That's great to hear. And hope you're staying safe in this pandemic. Again, not good grammar, not good syntax. So I've just responded to them, pandemic? So we'll see what comes back. I love toying with hackers and scammers. It's one of my pastimes. So I kept one guy on the phone for over half an hour one night. And it was kept me busy, and it kept him busy, and I like to think that it keeps them from scamming people that don't know that they're scammers, so doing my own little public service. Not all heroes wear capes, folks. All right, it is 20 till 10 here on 105.4 FM, 1575 AM, streaming online at oar.org.nz, where you can also download podcasts of all your favorite programs. Don't forget, at 10 tomorrow, we've got Democracy Now! Coming streaming in from the USNA, and a lot of other really great programs worth checking out through the course of the day. I don't want to go through the whole schedule because it is available at oar.org.nz, but there's a kids mix with Kath B at 7, Spin Me a Tale at 8, some really good kids-oriented programming, Democracy Now! At 10, Notable Radio at 11, Speak Legal at 12:30, Library Mix, The Folk Music Hour, 360 Degrees Round Was Rock, Bluesology, Muslim Chaplaincy Conversations, Anokoviti Tale Eotipoti. Not familiar with that one, to be honest. That might be a new program. Misadventures in Sound, The Vinyl Vault, Retrospect 60s Garage Punk is a really awesome punk show at 9 o'clock tomorrow night. Really worth checking out, Phil's show. But yeah, schedule's there. Tune in, check it out. I'm going to get back to the music here because it is time to play for you some Shapeshifter. The song title is Long White Cloud, which we also now know is often represented with the word Aotearoa.
Sometimes it feels like you could be one of my senses. Sometimes it feels like we could do so much more together.
Up and away, down and out. I can't.
You're listening to the Afro-Caribbean Show on oar.org.nz.
Fear Jah and keep his commandments, but this is the duty of men.
I heard of fine wine. I heard of Eastwood. I also heard of the Holy, but I am Hitler the Conqueror.
Yeah, listen, baby. Well, hopefully you have been, because we're winding down this edition of the Afro-Caribbean Show here on 105.4 FM, 1575 AM, streaming online at oar.org.nz. My name is Tim. I appreciate you having tuned in tonight. And or listening on podcast, who knows, could be anything, could be listening on the repeat in a week. Just remember to vote, okay? Local body elections are on right now. Today's the 16th of September. If you're listening live and voting papers are going out, they're due back by the 8th of October. Vote, 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 vote. And use your brains. Voting matters. It could be entertaining to put some certain people in office, but I'm going to tell you, it won't be as entertaining as you think. Now, we were just listening to, Shapeshifter with Long White Cloud. And that was off their Rhythm Wise album from 2004. And we're going to listen now. I always like to try and inject a little bit of humor, comedy, levity into the world. And Tom Lear is going to do it for us tonight. He is going to sing a song off his original album, I believe. Yeah, it goes back to, God, this is 1962, this 52 it was released, sorry, going back a bit. It's off his Songs by Tom Lear. It was a pretty limited release album, and I believe this is actually an original edition. It was just done by mail order. He didn't have any distribution or anything like that. And yeah, some of this stuff, sometimes comedy doesn't age well, and I haven't listened to this in a while, but I'm pretty sure we're safe on this. This is Tom Lear, and the song is My Hometown.
Thank you. back to the place where no one wears a frown, to see once more those super special, just plain folks in my hometown. No fella could ignore the little girl next door. She sure looked sweet in her first evening gown. Now there's a charge for what she used to give for free in my hometown. I remember Dan, the druggist on the corner. He was never mean or ornery, he was swell. He killed his mother-in-law and ground her up real well, and sprinkled just a bit over each banana split. The guy that taught us math, who never took a bath, acquired a certain measure of renown. And after school, he sold the most amazing pictures in my hometown. That fellow was no fool who taught our Sunday school, and neither was our kindly Parson Brown. I guess I better leave this line out just to be on the safe side. In my hometown, I remember Sam. He was the village idiot, and though it seems a pity, it was so. He loved to burn down houses just to watch the glow. And nothing could be done because he was the mayor's son. The guy that took a knife and monogrammed his wife, then dropped her in the pond and watched her drown. Oh yes, indeed, the people there are just plain folks in my hometown.
Yeah, Tom Lear there with My Hometown. Tom Lear, who said when Henry Kissinger was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize back in the 70s that Lear was giving up his career because satire was dead. All right, and before that, we did hear from Bunny Lee All-Stars with Ivan Itler the Conqueror, and then before that was Shapeshifter. We're going to go out on the Afro-Caribbean show tonight with Chispa Labori and La Barca, which translates as The Boat. The boat, pardon me, in Spanish. Ki ora koutou, tanakwe, and thank you very much for tuning in again tonight, and enjoy your weekend. If you're driving, don't drink, and if you're drinking, please don't drive.
Qué feliz me voy sintiendo cuando estoy llegando a tierra, porque sé que allí me espera mi caribeña pinera. Porque sé que allí me espera mi caribeña pinera. Y la barca viene, la barca va,
mi caribeña pinera.
La luna brilla en la madrugada,
mi caribeña pinera.
Sol por la mañanita calienta ya en la pradera, haciendo la más bonita a mi caribeña tierra. Haciendo la más bonita a mi caribeña tierra, y la barca viene.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.